Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Happy New Year to you. 2022 is here, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited and looking forward to seeing what God has in store for my life and for Hope Is Here ministry, and really excited for what He wants to do in your life. But one of the things I know about, I've learned in my life, is that to move forward, sometimes you got to look at the past and make sure that you kind of evaluate things, and maybe there's some things that you need to leave in the past or return back to sender. And it's interesting, all of us hopefully had a good Christmas, but a lot of times you maybe are blessed to have a gift, but maybe one, it's just not the right size. Or two, maybe it's just not your preference. We've all gotten ugly sweaters or ugly ties, or maybe got a perfume or a cologne that we're like, not really feeling that. And the amazing part, retail experts are saying that they expect $46 billion worth of returns this January from the Christmas season. And I don't know about you, I'm all for just re-gifting. Anybody else listening out there that you re-gift besides me? Be honest, raise your hand if you are. I've re-gifted, I admit it. Don't do it often, but I have. And what's the old saying? Another man's junk is another man's treasure. But in all honesty, a lot of times there's been things that I know would bless somebody else, and maybe I've wanted to bless them. And so I think we've all re-gifted at some time or another. But the one thing I want to focus on today is some gifts that maybe we need to return from last year, or maybe it's been a gift that's been in your closet for a couple years. And I'm not talking about your physical closet, but your mental, your emotional closet, your thoughts, your feelings on things that have happened in the past. And I want to look at three gifts today, and we'll finish up tomorrow, that I want to encourage you and challenge you to return, but exchange them for another gift that God has for you this year. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have a giving Father? I mean, God has modeled giving since the beginning of time. And of course, John 3:16 modeled the greatest gift that we were ever given when it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And so God has always modeled giving. And then, of course, we just celebrated that gift of Jesus at Christmas. But then at the age of 33, Jesus willingly gave His one and only life up on a cross. And remember, this was a lot of stress and pressure. I mean, Jesus knew what was coming when He went to the Garden of Gethsemane right before He was getting ready to be arrested. He prayed so fervently to God that if there's any other way that we can do this, the Bible says if you could remove this cup, that would be great. But if not, Your will be done. And the Bible says that He was praying so hard, and just His anxiety and just the nerves of all that He knew He was about to go through, that He was perspiring, and that those sweat drops were actually blood drops. And that is a physiological fact about our bodies. If we get in such a stressful situation, our body actually, sometimes our perspiration, our sweat can become blood drops. And so before Jesus did give His life and was going to return to heaven, He knew what He was about to endure, the pain and suffering. So I want to encourage you this year that God knows about pain and suffering, and He's willing to walk through you with you through it. And I know for some of you are like, you know, man, I'm in that just crucified. I feel like I'm being crucified, and even though I don't think anybody's going through the pain that Jesus went through being nailed upon the cross, maybe your heart is so heavy and you're hurting so bad today that you don't know that you can go on. And I want to remind you that all looked really bleak on Friday when Jesus was crucified and died on the cross, but 3 days later that Jesus was alive and that death had been conquered. And God is going to help you get through this year. Maybe right now you're walking through a really, really challenging season of life. And I want you to know that God has not forgotten you. And as we enter 2022, God's going to do some new things. He's going to heal some wounds from the past. He's going to open up some doors that you've been praying for and patiently waiting for, as it talks about in Psalm chapter 37. And so I'm excited for you. I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for this ministry. But I want us to look at three gifts that I think all of us probably need to return, that maybe we carried around in our minds and our hearts last year. And the first gift that I want to encourage you and challenge you to return is the gift of fear. To return the gift of fear. Some of you have been carrying fear in your heart and mind for not just 2021 last year, but for many years. And I've got great news for you today. Fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. You say, well, Greg, how do you know that? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So God's saying, hey, I didn't give you fear, but I gave you three things that I did give you, and I want you to receive them. I've given you power, I've given you love, and I've given you a sound mind. And maybe you're feeling really weak today, and you're just exhausted mentally, emotionally, just the last 18 to 20 months with dealing with COVID's just been really, really hard on everybody. And yet God's saying, hey, I'm not going to give you a spirit of fear, even with this new Omicron virus they're looking at and things and upcrease, you know, in the COVID. We don't have to be afraid. We need to be wise. We need to be careful, but we don't need to be in fear. And God's saying, hey, I'm going to give you power. When you're weak and you're mentally, emotionally exhausted, I'll give you power. I'm going to love you when you don't feel loved. Maybe you just feel so alone today. And I've said this before many times over the 4 years I've been doing Hope Is Here, but just because a person's married doesn't mean that they're not lonely. They may not be physically alone. They may live in the same house with somebody and have the same name on a checkbook, but unfortunately, I know a lot of married people that are very lonely. And I want to just encourage you today that God says, hey, I love you, even though you may not feel loved by anybody else, or maybe you are a single person. You've never been married, or you are single by choice. Maybe you've been through a divorce like me, or you're widowed. And you know what? God loves you. I want you to know that today, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and he loves you. And the third thing there I love that he says, instead of a spirit of fear, on top of giving us power and love, he's given us a sound mind. And one of the things my mom says a lot, and man, I want to try to say this more often in 2022, is that I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to think like Jesus. Many, many years ago, I'm showing my age here, they used to have those WWJD bracelets. Remember those? WWJD stood for What Would Jesus Do? And I want to encourage you to think about looking at that in this in your life and how you're going to handle things. But one of the things you want to do is say, you know, God, help me to have the mind of Christ. And the Holy Spirit will help you have that and do that. He will give you the mind of Christ. Another verse that helps when I'm struggling with fear is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Now, some of you listening today, you didn't know, but God is right-handed. Oh, I apologize. No emails, please, about that bad joke. But, you know, the fact of the matter is God will hold you up. And God loves left-handed people too, okay? But right now, maybe you're just hanging on by a thread. You're just really, really weary. And I want you to know today, God's like, you know what? I've got you. I'll hold you up. I will hold you up. I will help you carry on. And don't try to figure out tomorrow, next week, next month, or even next year. Just take it 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. As Gary Black, a man with a lot of wisdom, it's a longtime pastor here in Central Kentucky and on staff at Southland Christian Church, says, you know, do you have enough hope to make it to lunchtime this morning? And then if you make it to lunchtime, can you make it till 5 o'clock? And then can you make it to just tomorrow morning? And I think when we break things down in smaller increments, it doesn't feel as overwhelming, does it? We all know the old saying, how to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, when you're dealing with fear, you can break it down into smaller segments of what is it that you're afraid of. And, you know, I'll tell you, the closer you get to God, the smaller your fear will be. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. And when you draw closer to God, he draws closer to you. And you know what? He seems bigger because he is big, and he wants to help you. I love Isaiah 41, verse 10, that it's just so straightforward. Do not be afraid. And here's why, because I'm with you. You're not alone. But then it says, not only don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, for I am your God. So he's telling us he's with you, he's with me, he's with us today, and we don't have to be discouraged because he's with us. And then I love the next part of the verse. He said, I'll strengthen you and I'll help you. Do you need some help today? You're like, man, I don't have anybody to help me. Ask God to help you. And he will show up in ways that will just, it'll blow your mind. You'll just be amazed and you'll be shocked. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. And maybe you say, well, Greg, I've been asking. Jesus said, knock and the door will be open for you. I want to encourage you today to keep asking and to keep knocking. And I want to pray and ask maybe somebody listening today, maybe you could be the answer to somebody's prayer and provide a ride for them somewhere, help them with a financial burden, maybe help them with child care for a little bit, help provide a gift card for somebody that's struggling financially to buy groceries or buy gas or just send a text of encouragement. But you know what? We don't have to be afraid. And God has said in Isaiah 41, verse 10, that he's going to help us and he's going to strengthen us and he'll hold us up when we're struggling with fear. But I want to encourage you today to exchange that gift of fear with the gift of faith. Exchange the gift of fear with the gift of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, Jesus Christ was with us in the past. He was with you. He's been with me in all the days that we went through in 2021 and every year that you've been on this earth. He is with us right now as I'm speaking to you and you're listening, and he's going to be with us in the future. Maybe you need to be reminded of that verse and write that on a post-it note and place it in your bathroom mirror by the coffee pot and other places throughout your house and every room and the dashboard of your car and your laptop. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we're going to talk about returning gifts on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.